Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. Political issue, personal problem. It is another week of fun and excitement here. And things have changed a bit on the show. I mean, beyond the fact that we now have a three-hour live Saturday night show, we've done a little shuffling. And in case you missed Friday night, you probably don't know what we've shuffled. In which case, it's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Aha!
Aha!
So Torgo Mondays now.
Ooh.
Instead of Torgo Fridays. So now you start your week out with a good dose of Torgo-esque comedy. And then you can end the week
now
with...
Now I have to be funny.
Yeah, well, you are. Just naturally. Funny
great
looking.
Looking.
And funny in general.
That's good that you both hit on that. That's nice.
Amateur comedy.
It's just exactly good to know how lame you both are. That's great.
And so Johnson will be transferring to Friday nights starting now.
Yes.
800-259-5791, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have lots of good stuff, including the bulletin board system with over 76,000 posts, over 1,100 people interacting. It is all free. All there for you, freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, which is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free at 888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or visit their website at freestateproject.org.
That's right, freestateproject.org. 1-800-259-5791. You take control of the show. First, we go to the amplifier-only line to talk to Corey in Nebraska. Corey, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Hey.
Hey.
Corey.
My question is, what is your view on our current prison system, and how can we fix it?
Well, what do you think's wrong with it, Corey?
I don't know. I assume that you always have some way to improve our current government system, so I guess I don't have any proof.
Very insightful, Corey.
I would say one of the biggest problems with our prison system today is the fact that it's filled with drug users. It's filled with nonviolent individuals that did nothing more than smoke a joint and get caught, or get caught with a little bit of cocaine or a
handful of crack.
Yeah, some crack, got busted in a sting operation. The prisons are filled with those people. Prisons and jails are filled with those.
And many people committed violent crimes based around those drugs, and that's more of a problem with the drug war than the prison system.
Well, now, the violent criminals, I mean, regardless of the reasons
that's a
that
problem,
they...
Yeah. Problem with the drug war, not a problem with the... prison system.
Exactly. So the quickest and easiest thing that we could do to help the prison situation is end the war on drugs and release every single nonviolent drug offender that's in prison.
The second thing about the prison system is it punishes the victim twice. I mean, the victim suffers twice.
Ooh, yeah.
They are, you know, they're attacked by or a robber or something stolen, and then they have to pay in order to keep that person in prison.
Right. Some justice.
These people should be employed, the convicts I'm talking about, should be employed in gainful employment and have to pay for their room and board.
Now, what if they don't want to be employed?
That's fine. You don't have to be employed out here in the free world. You can starve. You can...
There you go.
I mean, you know, there's lots of freedoms when it comes to not being employed. I certainly don't support the welfare system, but many people choose not to work and.
I want to make sure we didn't go over your. I want to make sure we didn't go over your head, Corey. Do you understand the concept of double victimization?
Yeah, I understand that.
Right. Okay.
That's fine.
Right. So basically, the idea would be restitution given to the actual victims, as opposed to paying a fine to the state or just sitting in a jail rotting.
Yeah, and I think that there would have to be some kind of concession made for criminals that keep on being violent in prison. And manage to get themselves separated from other convicts for the safety of the other convicts, that you would have to feed them. If you kept them in a little cell, you would have to feed them, you know, food.
Right.
And obviously house them, and they couldn't work in that environment, or they couldn't work in some ways. Maybe somebody could figure out some jobs that they could do, and then they could...
Well, one thing for sure...
There's plenty of jobs over the computer and stuff.
Yeah, no doubt. I know I read something about there are some prisoners that work taking hotel reservations.
Mm-hmm.
Doing customer service work, that sort of thing. And there's no doubt that if prisoners are busy working at some sort of a job, it gives them less time to, you know, learn how to pick locks and learn how to rob from stores, and which is what you learn when you go to prison. If you go in for marijuana possession, you come out knowing how to be a career criminal if you want. I mean, you can pick up that information there.
Well, it's like vocational rehab.
You know, I'm certain that there are convicts out there that would take a computer and destroy it if they were in solitary confinement and told, here's your computer to work with.
Yeah.
That they would, you know, try to flush it down the toilet or Sure. Slam it from their bunk or some awful thing.
Just use it as a weapon.
Yeah.
So there you go. There are some fresh ideas for you. Does that answer your question?
Well, then how does that really segue into the privatizing the prison then? Because under your, like you said, that could apply for government too.
Yeah, that definitely applies to government prisons. Private prisons, that's an interesting little area to get into. And I don't really know too much about the concept, basically. But the idea, I suppose, with private prisons is you, as a convicted criminal, would be able to choose from a selection of different private prisons. Because otherwise, you don't want... Well, you don't want... But you're laughing. You're laughing. But the reason why you would want to do that is because you wouldn't want to be forced into a prison which was known to be the worst prison run by the most sadistic warden. You'd want the prisons to be able to compete based on how they treat their prisoners, I would
compete
think.
For your criminal business.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, you're valuable to them. You would be paying their bills. You would be working for the private prison, you know, answering phones for Best Western or whatever it is. And so the prisons would be competing for prisoners. Absolutely.
I'd like to say that I don't think that private prisons now still have the same private prisons as they exist today still have some of the same problems that state-run prisons.
Yes, they do. Which is why I'm hesitant to talk about it, because the situation we have today with the state overseeing these prisons. A lot of people are against private prisons because of what they've seen the private prisons do, because they kind of have carte blanche from the state government to just sort of mistreat people. And prisoners shouldn't be forced to go somewhere where they're going to be mistreated, don't you think?
Right.
I'm not sure I think that.
Well, wait a minute. They're still human beings, man. Which, I mean, you shouldn't be beating them with whips or anything like that.
Well, that's what you call mistreatment. People can call
mistreatment. I do call that mistreatment.
All kinds of things.
Yeah, I call that violence and doing terrible things to your prisoners.
Mistreatment is not getting my snack at 8 o'clock at night. Okay? And, yes, if that's the case, I do think the convicts should have the possibility of being mistreated. If that's the criteria.
Okay, I'm talking about violence.
Not getting your ding-dongs and ho-hos at 8 p.m.
I'm talking
precisely
about harming people, man.
Because if it comes at 8:15, there's a lawsuit waiting.
All right, Corey, anything else?
Oh, no, that's it.
Great
Thank
call.
You.
Thank you, sir. 800-259-5791. Toll-free 1-800-259-5791. All right, so coming up tonight on Free Talk Live, here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, looks like there's a new federal crime on the books. Yes, that's right. Turns out that if you annoy someone online without using your real name, you're guilty of a federal crime now.
Anonymous annoying?
Yeah.
Anonymous
you annoy
online
someone.
Annoying.
We'll give you the details
online.
On that. Also on the way, a very, very sick story.
Just a little bit.
Possibly one of the sickest, most twisted stories that I've heard.
Yeah, I am right now searching for a way to radio this up so that way I can cover
most
of
it. So we can talk about it, you mean?
Yep.
Yeah, because it's... Yeah, get your eating done now, I guess, if you're eating dinner.
You know, there are some times when I'm like, I really don't want to, I mean, I want to cover this because I think it's interesting.
Right.
But at the same time, I don't want to go into all of the details. So every once in a while, I'm like, well, thank you, FCC, for forcing me to change the way this story is being read.
Yeah, we're going to work on this. I don't even know how we can sell it. It has to do with circumcision. It has to do with Hasidic Jews?
Yeah, there we go. It's just a ritual circumcision practice that a lot of people don't know about that's
Chris,
going on.
I didn't know about it until I heard about this.
It's going on. It's causing problems with the health department in New York City.
Hmm.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
We're
going to just leave it there. All right, 800-259-5791. Also, coming up, your emails, your phone calls about whatever it is that's on your mind. And I know, man, what you had something via email as well. So we're going to get to all that and more. 800-259-5791. I think we'll start with the new federal crime coming up. That's right. You can't annoy anybody anymore. I'm serious about this. I'm not blowing this out of proportion. More coming back. It is your show, Free Talk Live.
Congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaserMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes. You neglect me. Change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just gonna give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protected complete fuel system treatment. Protected unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR-1.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll-free 1-800-259-5791. Anything goes. Political issue, personal problem. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have live streams. Broadband version of the show, right there for you. But you want a dial-up version? Still stuck on an old modem? Old dial-up modem? We can accommodate your needs as well. It's all free at freetalklive.com.
And it'll be the prettiest sounding dial-up stream you've ever heard in your life.
You know what? It actually is a very nice dial-up stream.
It is.
Have you listened to it?
I have.
Yeah. Well, that's because it's not MP3, but not like anybody cares. All right. So let's get to this email annoyance thing from Declan McCullough, CNetsNews.com. He says, "It's no joke. Last Thursday, President Bush signed into law a prohibition on posting annoying web messages or sending annoying email messages without disclosing your true identity." So this is sort of a new law against spam, isn't it?
Kinda.
I mean, spam is certainly annoying.
Yeah.
Everybody would agree with that, and rarely is spam ever sent with any sort of real, you know, identifying information as far as who the sender was.
Right.
I love, actually, now spam is starting to come in with first and last names, usually with a middle initial, and they're all randomly generated.
Yeah.
I love that. They just pick from a word list.
Muhammad J. Smith.
Right. Sometimes it'll be like, you know, Emily F. Tin. You know,
yeah.
just random words, or E. Pluribus Kitchen. You know, just
yeah.
whatever.
So now it's totally illegal. In other words, according to Declan, it's okay to flame someone on a mailing list or in a blog, so long as you do it under your real name. It's this ridiculous prohibition, which would likely imperil much of the Usenet, is buried in the so-called Violence Against Women and Department of Justice Reauthorization Act.
Meaning it's nothing that would have ever passed on its own. It had to get attached to the Violence
right.
Against Women Act.
And, of course, nobody ever reads the bills that they pass, so it just they slipped it right in there, and now it's in.
Hence our friends at DownsizeDC.com.
DownsizeDC.org.
I'm sorry.
.com will get you there.
Yes.
I like how broad that is. You can't annoy somebody.
Right. Well, according to the American Civil Liberties Union, the use of the word annoy is particularly problematic. What's annoying to one person might not be annoying to someone else.
Being contacted could be annoying to someone.
Right, exactly. You know, me posting 40 or 50 times on every blog I find about a new Texas Hold'em website, I don't find that annoying. But somebody else might.
Well,
that's exactly. The spammer could be like, I didn't know it was annoying.
Well, ignorance of the law, my friend, no excuse.
Apparently, this is under a section in the law called Preventing Cyberstalking. That's what it's supposed to prevent. And it prohibits anybody from using the Internet, quote, without disclosing his identity and with intent to annoy.
So it's only for men. So it's his identity.
Well,
how
I
can if I'm female, how can I disclose his identity?
No, proper grammar would dictate you using some sort of a gender-specific pronoun there.
All right.
To grease the rails for this idea, Senator Arlen Specter, a Pennsylvania Republican, and the section's other sponsors slipped it into an unrelated must-pass bill to fund the Department of Justice, the plan to make it politically infeasible for politicians to oppose the measure. And the tactic worked. The bill cleared the House of Representatives by voice vote, and the Senate unanimously approved it December 16th. And then here's an interesting side note.
Because who'd want to support violence against women?
Right. An earlier version that the House approved in September had radically different wording. It was reasonable by comparison and criminalized only using a, quote, interactive computer service to cause someone, quote, substantial emotional harm. So that's not that much better, but it's slightly better than it being annoying.
Interactive computer service.
Wow. And then Mr. McCullough comes up with a few examples of why it is that you might want to be anonymous and possibly annoy someone online. And he gives some examples here. A woman fired by a manager who demanded sexual favors wants to blog about it without divulging her full name. An aspiring pundit hopes to set up the next suck.com. A frustrated citizen wants to send an email describing corruption in local government without worrying about reprisals. Can you imagine this? That they would make it so talking bad about your government, which would certainly be annoying to them.
Yes.
Right? I mean, you're going to annoy your public officials by talking trash about them anonymously? There could be a crackdown here, man. Which
should be sitting right there waiting.
Well, you know, like, for example, and people who listen to the show, I'm sure, have heard, you know, some of the spots that play during the show. But, like, if somebody who used to work for GCN, the company that carries this show,
right,
creates a TedAndersonSucks.com website, and they, you know, they want to talk about, I don't know who would do that, but...
We love Ted Anderson.
I like Ted Anderson. I'm just talking.
Okay.
I was trying to think of an example that was close to the show. Because I know an FTL sucks website wouldn't bother you. You'd love it. But
it could annoy you. It could annoy Manwich.
But I think...
How about ManwichSucks.com? Would that annoy you?
I would probably be annoyed.
Yeah.
My feelings are easily hurt.
Yeah.
Fine. ManwichSucks.com.
Okay, good.
All right. You know, already that person's committing a crime if they don't put their real name on their domain registration.
Mm.
Before it even annoys you. You can't register a domain name without putting your real contact information on it.
Wait a minute. That's a different law already?
That's already a different law. Yes.
Okay. I've seen plenty of domain names with obvious fake registrations. I mean, it has to...
Oh, yeah.
Nobody ever checks it when you register the domain, but I guess presuming that if a authority was to be looking into your domain and was to discover that it wasn't indeed you, then you'd be guilty of violating the law.
Couldn't you register a domain name under a corporation's name?
Yes, you could.
At which point you can hide the crap out of who owns it.
Yeah, that's true, because you could hide who owns the corporation and all that other stuff.
Corporations own corporations.
Right, exactly.
All the way back to whatever.
So here you go. Here's some more from Mr. McCullough. In each of these three cases, someone's probably going to be annoyed. That's enough to make the action a crime. Now, the Justice Department won't file charges in every case, of course, but trusting prosecutorial discretion is hardly reassuring. Clinton Fine, a San Francisco resident who runs the Annoy.com website, says a feature permitting visitors to send obnoxious and profane postcards through email could be imperiled. Who decides what's annoying? That's the ultimate question, he said. If you send an annoying message via the United States Post Office, do you have to reveal your identity? Apparently not.
I wouldn't think you do.
Unless you send it online. Because you can create and send messages through the U.S. Postal Service online, because then you're using an interactive computer service.
You know what? I just figured it out. Maybe that's what this is all about. Maybe this is a bill designed to bring business back to the United States Postal Service.
Because now all of your harassment is going to have to take place by snail mail.
Right. And they just raised the rates at the same time.
Well,
did postal rates go up
again?
It's
up to 39 cents as of, I think, yesterday.
For a first-class letter.
Good Lord.
Yeah. So how coincidental. They just so here's my conspiracy theory on this one.
Yeah, it's
they
pretty
They just so happened to raise the postal rates 2 cents, and at the same time they banned all annoyance from the internet. Now annoyance can only be sent via, I guess, spoken word, and presuming you're not in the same room as that other person, you'll have to send them snail mail.
Actually, you're not allowed to do it via the telephone either.
Well, that would be phone harassment or whatever.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
not a there's not a federal law against that.
Yes, though. There is. Has
is
been
really?
For, yeah, there has been for years.
Wow.
Yep.
So as long as you call with your real name, then it's not
like technically radio shows that make prank phone calls and don't reveal their true identity, stuff
right.
like that.
Like
yeah.
Red Bar Radio
for
on
example,
Sunday nights on our stream.
Yeah, for example, violating federal law.
But it feels so good.
Mike D could go to prison for many years.
I don't think Mike D would have a good time in prison.
No, probably not. Mike D would become property in prison fairly quickly.
800-259-5791. Man, what you got an email on the way.
Yes,
what
I
you
do.
Got?
Well, he's a gentleman berating your stance or you getting away with your stance on government.
Oh, all right. He's going to berate me.
Yes.
All right. 800-259-5791. I will prepare to be berated. And you can call in with whatever's on your mind, political issue, personal problem. It is your show. Frank in Oregon wants to talk about open relationships. This is Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $750 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $750 on select styles. Offer ends 2/25/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears. 1-800-300-8069. Call now. 1-800-300-8069.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartavite? Cartavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. You can bring up anything, political issue, personal problem. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com. We got the Shrine of Female Listeners there with our brand newest Shriner, Lois. She will be no longer the newest Shriner because we had a brand new Shriner that has sent us multiple photos.
Yes.
And we have to decide, gents, which one to put up on the website. Although we could put more than one up.
I will study them all very, very closely.
Right. So she's probably going to be going online sometime over the weekend. But you can visit the Shrine and look at all the dozens of women that have sent in their photos. Not just any old photo, but one specifically taken for Free Talk Live, proving that they listen to the show. See what I mean? At the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Frank in Oregon. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to bring up what you guys were talking about yesterday with the open relationship thing.
Yeah, the Saturday night show. Yes, sir.
Yeah, sorry. And I wanted to echo Ian's sentiment that this is definitely a great way to have a relationship.
So you've had one of these things?
I'm in one right now, actually.
You are. Now, how did you get into an open relationship?
Well, you just kind of, we're both just kind of been talking about it for a while, and,
So you were already in a regular kind of monogamous relationship, and then you just sort of just started to discuss the idea of opening?
Yeah, probably about after a year, and, discussed back and forth.
What brought it up? Who started it? Who brought it up?
It really wasn't, like, a specific, person or whatever. It just kind of, like, entered the conversation every once in a while. I have a couple of friends who are, polyamorous and stuff, and just after a few months talking about it, we just decided that it would probably be a good thing to try.
So how long have you been in a polyamorous relationship as opposed to a monogamous relationship?
With my current relationship, let's see, probably about a year and a half monogamous, and then about a year and a half open.
Okay.
So maybe 3 years total.
So you're at a 50-50 point at this point.
Yeah, so far.
So do you have lots of opportunities to have these polyamorous liaisons, as you're referring to?
Well, I wouldn't say that I specifically go out looking for it, but if it's there and, it feels comfortable or whatever, and, we're both safe about it. And
been there before? Trying to decide whether this is working for you or not.
Oh, yeah. I would say it's definitely working for both of us.
My contention is that, in fact, my wife and I, if we started on the same street and, went knocking on houses, within five doors she'd find someone to sleep with her, and I would, within five doors, I would be arrested.
women always have that advantage. So.
Right. I don't think the point of the open relationship is to have it so everybody has an equal amount of sex. I think the point is to just simply give your partner the freedom that you might like to have in the chance encounter that you might get to have, an encounter.
Right, exactly.
And I definitely agree with that.
And when I was in an open relationship, I wasn't on the prowl out hunting for poor but that's not what it was about. It wasn't a contest at that point between my wife and I. It was...
No, that would be dangerous.
Yeah, exactly. It wasn't, go! The first one to get one, doesn't have to clean this weekend.
So, Frank, what are some of the benefits notice from going from a monogamous to an open relationship?
Number one, the trust issue. It it completely skyrockets after that because you don't really have to worry about it. But you have
There's no more cheating.
Yeah, and your partner has to be honest the way you're honest or it doesn't work. And one of the things, everybody's different, but one of the things in our relationship is that we're very, 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 very honest about it. So if something happens, we're like, okay, this is what happened, or I'm going to go do this. Or
when you say if something happens, you mean like if the condom breaks or something like that?
I mean, I met this guy, and he's really hot, and I'm probably going to sleep with him.
Well, oh, yeah, right. Yeah, you just keep the lines of communication open.
We're kind of, we're to the point where we're really good friends, and it doesn't really matter as far as, like, having, just sex, because it's really kind of a non-issue.
Is this somebody that you can see yourself spending a lot of time with into the future, or?
I've lived with my current girlfriend for about 2.5 years, so.
Do you find any other girls that you talk to are, like, upset at the idea that you might want to have sex with them, but you have a girlfriend?
No, but they're kind of surprised, but at least in my experience, it hasn't really affected them too much.
Do you need to give them some kind of verification that, in fact, what you're saying is true? Oh, yeah, we have an open relationship. It's okay. Do you have an authenticity letter or something?
Before it gets to that point, usually it comes up in conversation. Always relationships come up in conversation. Oh, you with somebody, are you married, blah, blah, blah. And you just kind of, mention it and say, oh, I have a girlfriend, of course. And then they're like, oh, well, how does she feel with you, like, being at the bar alone or, whatever. And then you just kind of just goes from there and there. And then most people, they're not too shocked, but a lot of them are. So.
I found that the people I've talked to have just been amazed by the idea. Like, they've never even considered it or don't really know quite how to comprehend it. Do you get that response from a lot of people?
I definitely have a lot of friends and stuff that can't really think about how it could possibly work. Because, everybody has this idea like, I own my spouse or I own my girlfriend. They're all for me. And
yeah, that really disturbs me.
I don't want them to touch anyone. And, I'm the only one that can please her or, vice versa. And that's, I think it's going to be kind of absurd.
But, a lot of people that you'll get that from, and I noticed this because, like I said, when I was married, we had an open relationship for a little while.
Right.
And
till the end of your marriage.
So right, until the end of my marriage.
So that worked out good for you.
But they were completely unrelated things. So,
sure.
No, they were completely unrelated.
Okay,
trust me on that. And one of the things is whenever I would tell any of my friends about it or sometimes a girl that I would meet or anything like that.
Right.
They would, not understand it. I'd have to explain it. But the people who had that possessive attitude that I saw a lot were the guys had that possessive attitude like, oh, she can't touch anybody else, blah, blah, blah. But these are guys that I know would mess around on their girlfriends at the same time where it's like, she can't touch anybody else, but, it's okay for me. Those are the kind of guys who just need to be punched in the testicles.
And, I think a lot of guys, too, are insecure. They don't want to.
Absolutely.
The possibility of somebody else, doing better in bed or whatever, they're kind of like, they don't want to even explore that.
No doubt about it. Frank, great call, man. Anything else on your mind?
Yeah, I wanted to complain about one thing. In my county, we have a county income tax.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, it's a 3-year tax. It expires this year. It was approved in 2003. And for 2004, I didn't live in this county. I was just moving into this county.
Okay.
And I got this thing in the mail. And they were like, oh, you need to pay this income tax because, blah, blah, blah. It was instituted.
Yeah, because you live here.
And so I called them up and I said, well, I didn't live here. And if you would, how they got the information is from the state tax return. So they could see on the tax return that the address was not the county address. So.
Okay.
And so I called them up and I said, okay, well, what do I need to do? And I had to write a letter saying I didn't live here. This is when I did live here, blah, blah, blah. Sign it, and I had to take it to the tax office, and that's what I did today.
So you got away with it, though.
I got out of paying it,
Well, that's good. Yeah, you're going to have to get to New Hampshire, man, because there's none of those games there.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call. Hey, one more thing, man. We got Johnson. He's wondering if you could call us in a year and let us know you're still together with that current girlfriend. Keep us up to date with how your open relationship's going. It's interesting stuff. Thanks for the call, Frank. 800-259-5791. This is your show. Dave's on the line from New Hampshire. Your calls as well. Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll-free 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We have archives, lots of archives, months of them, almost... Gosh, 9 months, over 9 months of archives, all free. Right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. Seriously, more than you could all... I don't think you could even listen to that in a decent amount of time.
More archives than you can shake an iPod at.
Indeed. Freetalklive.com. Go take advantage of all that free stuff. Let's go to the phones, to the fun, to Johnson in Florida. Johnson, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Hey, I just wanted to call in because, you know... It always seems that I'm always on the weird side of things. Like, there's a weird side of things, and then I'm beyond that on an even weirder side. And
okay.
I say that because, okay, most people, you were just talking about this, how most people see, you know, open relationships and polyamorism as something that is just, you know, they're surprised, they're shocked by the idea.
Right, they can't imagine it. They can't imagine having a relationship like that.
Yeah, it's like it's beyond their comprehension. And again, of course, I'm on the weird side of things, or at least I feel I am, because, you know, everyone who I know who has gotten into polyamorous or open relationships talks about it like it's the greatest thing since buttered bread. You know, it's amazing. You know, oh, it's wonderful, it's great. I've been in several open relationships. And I think the idea is terrible.
Why?
Terrible and awful. I think it's a horrible decision.
How many is several, first of all? You say you've been in several.
I would say three open relationships.
How long did it take you to figure out it was terrible? The third one?
Yeah.
Okay. And why?
Why would I say that? Because, and it's not actually just because of my personal relationships. It's also from watching the experiences of people around me who are having open relationships.
Okay.
And the reason why I say that is because I've never met anybody who's interested in open relationships or polyamorism who's had any sort of lasting relationship whatsoever.
Okay, I guess that's going to... you're calling out now for somebody who is polyamorous, a couple.
No, I'm not, because I'm sure that there are people. And I guess it may...
Well, we need to give you the example of the fact...
that are listening.
There must be... Okay, now you're saying you're sure there are people, and I want to hear what it's like. I want to hear their story.
I'm just saying that they're exceedingly rare.
Well, right. I think polyamorism is rare, period.
Right, and actually, Johnson, I mean, I'm not to get too much into personal lives on the air, but you do know somebody who's in a lasting relationship that's been open since day one, so.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
Well, do you recall when I opened mine up and my wife got involved with a friend's husband?
That's not a long-term relationship.
No.
If we're talking about either of you.
No, I'm talking about the guy she got involved with. He and his wife have been together for years.
Okay, the massage.
The massage people, yes.
So what was it that was so terrible about it for you, exactly?
Well, the reason why I say that it's so awful is it's, you know, polyamorism and that type of thing is the stuff of Shakespearean stories. It is just, you hear things and things happen between people that is just, there's dishonesty, there's backstabbing, there's emotions, there's jealousy, there's all these things that
there's dishonesty and backstabbing in regular relationships.
Those things happen in normal relationships, but they seem to be every time I've always experienced when I hear about people with open relationships, all those things are amplified.
Really? Why backstabbing?
Why
an example?
Just dishonesty. You know, things, jealousy and dishonesty.
What's the point of being dishonest? I mean, the whole point of having an open relationship is to be honest about who you're having sex with and what you're doing.
Sometimes people can't control their emotions. They can't control their feelings.
I see.
Sometimes they're trying to explore their own sort of feelings on how they feel about something, so they're like, maybe I just won't say anything now. Mm. You know, it's not even a dishonesty all the time through, you know, openly just attempting to lie to someone. Sometimes the dishonesty occurs through just not saying a feeling.
Well,
you know, not expressing something that they should be expressing because they don't even know. Because the other thing is the only, you know, the only way I could see someone really having any sort of success at polyamorism is by being experienced at it.
Hmm.
Because a lot of the times I think people have emotions that are negative that if they don't control them right off the bat in a polyamorous relationship, they've gotten to a point where they're going to doom their own
relationship. It definitely takes, you know, a special person, somebody that's really able to communicate.
Not one special person, special people,
right.
Which is what makes it so freaking ridiculously just, I can see why it's so...
So weird. You're done. You're done with open relationships, then. You've tried it. You've had enough.
I've tried it. I've definitely had enough.
Are you going to feel bad down the line when you find out that maybe one of your next girlfriends was cheating on you?
No, of course not.
Okay. Just be angry about it.
No, absolutely not. No. Well, I mean, I don't think I'll ever have a girlfriend who will cheat on me.
Ridiculous.
I haven't. It's never happened, Ian. It's never happened. Why? Because
okay.
I believe in open and honesty. And if she wanted to leave me, I wouldn't have a problem with that. I'd be like, all right, leave.
I see.
If that's the way it's going to work, then go ahead and leave.
Well, he probably
will move on. We'll move on to new people.
I've known him through several relationships, and I've never seen anyone ever cheat on him. No,
really?
Well,
not that you
do. People don't necessarily cheat because they want to move on. Some people cheat just because they want to have sex with somebody else.
You make it sound like every relationship turns into someone cheating.
No, I'm not saying that.
From your vast experience in relationships.
The more likely that is to happen. We cited statistics Saturday night that said 41% of Americans admit to cheating on someone.
41% of Americans are not people that we talk to on a regular basis.
I understand that. But I just say don't stick your head in the clouds, Johnson. Just don't stick your head in the clouds, all right? That's all.
Does Johnson seem like the type of guy to just take somebody based on, like, oh, she looks sweet, she'll never cheat on me? No, exactly. He gets to know somebody. He knows what people are like.
Thanks for the call, Johnson. 800-259-5791.
She'll love me forever.
You don't always know somebody as well as you might think that you know someone. That's all. That's all I'm saying. Just be careful. It's your show, 800-259-5791. You laugh, but someday you'll find out that you didn't quite know somebody.
We don't all date crazy.
This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Did you know that recent estimates by the Arthritis Foundation put the number of Americans with arthritis or chronic joint symptoms at 66 million, or 1 in 3 adults? Or that arthritis is the nation's leading cause of disability among Americans over age 15? Most individuals diagnosed with arthritis don't think anything can be done to help. Those who are aware of treatment options fear the debilitating side effects associated with prescription drugs. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we feature herbal formulations like Joint Care, whose safety and effectiveness in supporting healthy joints has been established in over 50 clinical trials and research studies. Joint Care facilitates freedom of movement by promoting circulation and enhancing the overall functioning of the musculoskeletal system. Don't let arthritis stop you from doing the things you enjoy or leading a normal, healthy, and active life. Visit us online today at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir's created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful front line of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. You'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791, toll-free 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Official 10 o'clock Eastern Time, plenty of time for your calls about whatever. You can join us online at freetalklive.com where we have updates. You just go to updates.freetalklive.com to get signed up. It is totally free. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know it first via your email box and the updates list. Updates.freetalklive.com. Let's go, speaking of updates, to Dave in New Hampshire for a NHFree.com update. What's up, Dave?
Hey, guys.
Hey,
well,
Dave.
There is a rally coming up on Saturday, the 21st.
Oh, Sunday, boy, what's this about?
That's going to be a rally to try and get Judge Souter out of his house.
Lost Liberty Hotel.
Yes, it's supporting the Lost Liberty Hotel project.
I didn't realize that was still going on. What? Now, let's recap this, man. Which can you?
The Lost Liberty Hotel is a response to the Supreme Court ruling in the Kelo case, where they took away the property rights of the people in the Fort Trumbull neighborhood, and said that
they took away the property rights of every American,
but and specifically the people in the Fort Trumbull neighborhood who. Their houses were taken away by the city of New London, Connecticut, and New London was going to sell them to a private corporation. The private corporation lobbied for this area, and they got it. So another private corporation, the Lost Liberty Hotel, lobbied for Judge Souter's property.
Is lobbying
in New Hampshire. Where in New Hampshire?
It's in where, New Hampshire?
Where in New Hampshire? That's right. Where, New Hampshire?
Where in New Hampshire? Exactly. You had it, man.
Who's on first?
And they hope to get his property so that they can build a hotel on his property.
Right. So you guys are going to protest what exactly?
It's not really us. It's the guy who started it, the guy in California who's a free stater.
Uh-huh.
But he's not real heavily connected with the Free State Project. He's kind of doing his own thing called Free Star Media. And what he's done is successfully gotten a lot of national media attention. He was on Fox News Channel at least once, I think twice, on Hannity and Combs, talking about this at length, mentioning the Free State Project, even giving out our URL on Hannity and Combs, I think.
Right.
And that's what he's good at. He's not so good at following all the details of the law.
I don't
think he'll really be able to get this through.
But he's actually coming up there to lead some sort of a protest against
out
in front of his house or what?
I think it's going to be in Central Ware, just in downtown.
I see.
Such as it is. And from there we will go, I guess he's suggesting that everyone after the rally is going to go out and help get petition signatures, which I feel a little bit uncomfortable with. It's kind of an outsider kind of thing. But the important thing is it's activity. It's generating a lot of national media attention. And it's at least some kind of activity fighting back against Judge Souter for what he did in the Kelo versus New London decision.
Indeed, indeed. And, there's not a lot of things scheduled, I guess, for the month of January because things are, I guess, a little on the cold side up there right now.
Well, it's actually because of the legislature's in session, so a lot of us are tied up doing things at the State House.
Ah, yes. And how's all that going? I know you've given us some updates on the bills there.
There's nothing really new to report since last time, but I am going out there the next 2 days probably, and day after tomorrow we have the outlaw manicures bill coming before one of the state committees.
Now, in about 15 seconds, can you explain what that is?
Well, one of our free staters committed an act of civil disobedience by performing an illegal manicure.
Right.
Did a manicure without a license, got arrested for it, intentionally generated a lot of press, and also generated a bill. One of the state reps came forward with a bill to say, hey, the state of board of barbering has too much power, and we need to cut back on their power. Basically.
Very cool. So they're not gonna eliminate the Board of Cosmetology, but they are going to reduce their ability to hassle people. Dave, thanks for the update. We appreciate hearing from you, as always. 800-259-5791. Hour number two is on the way. Jeff wants to talk about secret state police. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.